I have a question that I want to ask every woman in America. A question that I can't answer because I'm a dude. Are you at all offended by the fact that we have now demonized women who are attractive into feeling bad about being attractive? I'm talking about being hot. I'm talking about being sexy. I'm talking about being feminine. Now, there is a cultural change in this country that's happening right now where women are not supposed to be pretty. They're not supposed to be girly. They're not supposed to be cute. They're supposed to be manly. They're supposed to be tough. They're supposed to be in your face. In fact, what you're now seeing with feminists is they're trying to turn women, I would argue, into men. Let me give you two examples of this happening, this indoctrination right now. Scarlett Johansson, you may know her. She's an attractive female actress who has made millions of dollars being an attractive female actress. She plays the hot one. She plays the sexy one. She plays the, oh my gosh, look how gorgeous she is woman in virtually every movie. That's who she is, right? That's it. She's now going woke, calling out what they did to her, the treatment of her in the movie Black Widow. That was her character in Iron Man 2. Now, Scarlett Johansson, who's made plenty of money being the hot woman, taking paychecks being the hot woman, playing up sexuality and being a hot woman, is now saying she was treated like a piece of A-double-S in her character, Black Widow, in Iron Man 2. Yeah, she's woke now. She's woken up. She spoke out ahead of the release of Black Widow, a movie that she had no problem playing and not quitting in the middle of it, about the way her Marvel character is treated like a piece of A-double-S in past films. While on set for her first standalone film in the franchise, the actress revealed her contempt for the hypersexualization of her character, also known as Natasha, specifically in the Iron Man sequel. Okay, so her complaint is she has contempt for the hypersexualization of her character that she willingly played and was cast for based on her history of hypersexualization. You don't believe me? I've got proof. Let me go back to 2014. In 2014, Scarlett Johansson decided to use hypersexualization to sell you a product called SodaStream. In the beginning of this 30-second Super Bowl ad, Scarlett Johansson is wearing what you would refer to as kind of like a lab coat robe, like a scientist, okay, like a mad scientist, where she comes out and tells you how awesome SodaStream is, that you can make your own Coke at home. I'm going to play the first part of this ad. Now, in this part of the ad, she's wearing this robe slash lab coat. She's going to show you how the SodaStream machine works, how it's more healthy for you, less sugar for this. And then she decides, but if that didn't work, she's going to sell you sex to sell you a soda. Sex to sell you a soda. This is now the same woman that's claiming that she's angry that her character has been hypersexualized. Back in 2014, she made millions being exactly that and doing it on purpose during the Super Bowl.
Like most actors, my real job is saving the world. Start with plain water, add bubbles, mix in the perfect flavor. Look, soda that's better for you and all of us. Less sugar, less bottles.
Less sugar, less bottles, right? So we went environmental there. Less sugar, less bottles. It's better for you. I'm wearing a robe. And let me be clear. It's more of a robe like you would find at a hotel. It's full coverage like at a spa. This is not showing anything, okay? So she gets in the sales pitch in 14 seconds. Now, the real reason why Scarlett Johansson is in this ad is for what happens in the next 14 seconds of this ad that played in 2014 at the Super Bowl. Listen to Johansson's own words.
If only I could make this message go viral.
If only I could make this message go viral. I'm going to let you guess right now what she's about to do. In fact, I'll give you options. Is it A, she tells you it's the best soda she's ever had in her life? Is it B, she repeats the sales pitch again? Or is it C, that maybe the robe that she's wearing, she's going to take off and wear something super sexy underneath and put sexy music on the screen and act sexy on screen to get your attention to, quote, get this to go viral for the next 14 minutes during the Super Bowl ad. I hope all of you guessed number three. Number C. You ready for the end of the ad? Here it is.
Go viral.
Oh, you doing this, guy?
Oh, there goes the robe.
Yeah, you.
Now she's sucking on a straw and her drink. Okay, sexual innuendo there, right? I'm just being honest. Let's call it what it is. You've got her caressing a straw and closing her eyes and giving eye contact. This is the ad during the Super Bowl with the music and her name being said in the background.
Doing it. Changing the world one sip at a time.
Changing the world one sip at a time. Got her lips going, the perfect lip gloss going, the hair flowing, the sexy outfit. Let me back that up. I think we should back that up, right? Let's go back to the, if only I could make this go viral, and listen to the commentator.
Less bottles. If only I could make this message go viral.
You doing it, Scarlett. Yeah, you doing it. Changing the world one sip at a time.
Sorry, Coke and Pepsi.
Oh, yeah, she done it.
Sorry, Coke and Pepsi. Oh, yeah, she done it.
Sorry, Coke and Pepsi.
Oh, yeah, she done it. Soda Stream.
Oh, yeah, she's done it. Soda Stream. Now, that is the hypersexualization that was being sold to get you to buy a soda maker, a Coke maker, where she's doing this to a straw back in 2014 during the Super Bowl. She had no problem doing it then, right? But now we've gotten woke in this country, right? So Black Widow star Scarlett Johansson, the same woman who just did that ad, is now accusing Marvel of sexism. My character was treated like a piece of AWS. That's right, while discussing her upcoming Marvel studio film, Black Widow. She suggests that Marvel is actually sexist in the way it portrays her character. Yeah, Natasha Romanoff in the 2010 film Iron Man 2 stated that the fictional character was treated like a piece of blank. 10 years have passed and things have happened, and I have a much different, more evolved understanding of myself, Johansson said in a recent interview. As a woman, I'm in a different place in my life. I'm more accepting of myself, I think. She went on to say in her recent interview about how woke she is, quote, all that is related to that move away from the kind of hypersexualization of this character. And I mean, you look back at Iron Man 2, and while it was really fun and had a lot of great moments in it, the character is so over-sexualized, or so sexualized, you know? That's what Johansson said of the fictional character she played in Iron Man 2. Really talk about like she's a piece of something, like a possession, or a thing, or whatever, like a piece of AWS. Really, she continued, and Tony even refers to her as something like that at one point. I want some, Tony says, at one point calls her a piece of meat, and maybe at that time they actually felt like a compliment. It felt like a compliment, you know what I mean. Because my thinking was different, she said. The actress is now continuing, saying, quote, my own self-worth was probably measured against the type of comment, or like a lot of young women, you come in on your own and you understand your own self-worth. It's changing now. Now people, young girls, are getting much more positive messages, but it's been incredible to be a part of that shift and be able to come out the other side and be a part of that old story, but also progress, evolve. I think it's pretty cool. Okay. I don't have an issue with any of that part right there. But don't go back and rewrite history when you were making money pushing sex, is, you know, sexualizing yourself. I go back to the Soda Stream ad to be in the Super Bowl. This is a woman that drops a robe and does what she does on camera for 14 seconds saying, I wonder if there's a way I can go viral. And now you want to act like the world's a terrible place when you're the one that kind of created this?
Less bottles. If only I could make this message go viral.
Yeah, how do I get SodaStream to go viral? Oh, I take my robe off, I walk around, I caress a straw, I give eye contact, and then I have a guy in the background talk like this, and I make insane amounts of money doing it during the Super Bowl.
You doing it, Scarlett. Yeah, you doing it. Changing the world one sip at a time.
Sorry, Coke and Pepsi.
Oh, yeah, she done it. Soda Stream.
Basically, to be very blunt, she's making love to a soda drink in her hands with a straw. And now you want to say that all this has happened? I mean, I'm sorry, but, like, come on. But this is where we've gotten now. This is where we are. Now, let's also understand something. In her new film that she's coming out, she's wearing paint-on tight clothes. So she's clearly still okay with making money being a super hot, sexy hero. But she's saying, well, while I'm doing it, don't hypersexualize me. Again, women, you decide. This is the death of being feminine in this country, though. The part that bothers me the most is the hypocrisy coming from Johansson. She chose to play all these roles. She chose to sell you a soda product during the Super Bowl with hypersexualization. Now, let's move on from her for just a second, right? Because we're woke in this country and women don't look sexy. Women don't be sexy. Let's move on to Victoria's Secret. Have you heard what happened there? Victoria's Secret's gone woke. They've decided to abandon their scantily dressed angels, saying they're no longer, quote, culturally relevant. So again, let me get this straight. A company that's sole purpose has been to make women feel sexy or hot, or to look sexy and hot, whose actual products are the essence of sexualization. I'm not defending Victoria's Secret. I'm not advocating for them. I'm just saying this is the reality of Victoria's Secret and what it has been since it started. They're now saying what they are, what they've made billions doing, is no longer culturally relevant. They've decided to get rid of the hot, sexy women that wear hot, sexy lingerie, which they sell in their stores, on hot and sexy mannequins with hot and sexy lingerie that doesn't cover a lot. That's what they do. And they're now going to replace them with, quote, activists and entrepreneurs that will be the new face of their brand because they've gone woke. Because remember, you can't just be a hot, sexy woman. Now, I'm not defending Victoria's Secrets and what they sell. I want to make that clear. I've criticized them in the past for over-sexualizing young girls. What I am saying is I believe that it is okay for a woman to be a woman in America today. I believe it's okay for women to be hot. I believe it's okay for women to be sexy. You can do that as a mom in a way that is appropriate with your husband, right? I'm not talking about out to the world like Johansson does in her movies. That's not what I'm saying, and I want to make that very, 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 very clear. What I'm saying is this is an attack on femininity. This is not just about, because Victoria's Secret, yes, they have their angels that are the ultimate, like, design a woman on a computer screen type of look, but they sell a lot of stuff for women that don't look that way. Now, there's women that hate Victoria's Secret. I'm not saying you shouldn't hate them. If you want to hate them for whatever reason, fine. What I'm saying is they're destroying feminism. And I would even argue womanhood in America today. Victoria's Secret CEO said it's no longer culturally relevant. That's right. Victoria's Secret is abandoning its angels. The lingerie giant said on Wednesday that it's partnering now with a group of inspirational woke women, including activists and entrepreneurs, to promote a brand new image and shape its turnaround, quote unquote. These women, who include an Indian actor and entrepreneur and a pro soccer player who happens to be gay, and gender equality activist Megan Rapinoe, will become the face of the voice of the brand, Victoria's Secret has come out and declared. Because this is what woke is in America today. This is how you do it. Let me talk about Megan, for example. She's an American professional soccer player who plays. She's a hardcore leftist. And she is a woman that very much dresses like a dude. If you don't believe me, go look at what she puts out. She's the opposite of femininity on purpose. But they're going to try to change that, right? She put out a statement saying, I'm excited and ready to partner with Victoria's Secret as part of the VS Collective women who I admire and are icons of our time. I'm looking forward to working with them to show all women their individual and collective beauty and power. VS Ambassador. Okay, so that's the statement. Now, go look at what she puts out there on, you know, how she looks. It's the opposite of Victoria's Secret. It's the opposite of what Victoria's Secret is. It's the opposite of what Victoria's Secret was, right? But it doesn't matter. Now, Victoria's Secret and their angels, attractive women, have been synonymous with the brand since the 1990s. These women, who've included some of the world's most famous models, Giselle, Tyra Banks, Heidi Klum, just to name a few, were the face of Victoria's Secret through its marketing campaigns and annual runway shows on TV. That's all gone now. In an interview with the New York Times, the Victoria's Secret CEO says that's no longer relevant. A longtime marketing chief of Victoria's Secret's parent company, L Brands, was the brains behind the fashion show. That man was considered one of the most influential people in modeling in the early 2000s, helping launch the careers of famous models. He stepped down in August 2019. The fashion show was canceled that November, a year after he made controversial comments about featuring transgender and plus-size models. Now, those controversial comments were basically, in essence, he didn't think a lot of people wanted to watch plus-size models walk the runway. That'll get you in trouble. Transgender, he thought, like, a bunch of guys or even women are not going to want to watch a dude like a chick wearing lingerie. That got him in trouble. In the old days, the Victoria's Secret brand had a single lens, which was called Sexy, he said. He added, I've known that we need to change this brand for a long time. We haven't had the control of the company to be able to do it. That's what the new CEO is saying. But now they've got control, and they decided to change it all. Now, let me be clear. My conversation today is not about whether Victoria's Secret is good or bad company. My point of the conversation today is this. You have a war on feminism, and I'm talking about just being feminine. I'm not talking about feminists. I want to make that very, 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 very clear. You are now having people that are trying to change what beauty is in this country from traditional beauty to this new woke beauty. Cut your hair short, dress like a dude, be transgendered, and you should be ashamed if you are actually traditionally beautiful. That's no longer beauty, right? That's no longer culturally relevant, to quote Victoria's Secret. Now, I would argue that Victoria's Secret now is done. Mark my word, they're going to be closing stores in the next year or two, or they'll go back to their angels approach and go, well, that didn't work. But this is what they're trying to indoctrinate to women now. Don't be pretty. Don't wear makeup. Don't look beautiful. Don't have long hair. Don't wear things that show feminine features. I'm not talking about being slutty or a whore or anything like that. I want to make that clear. I'm just saying things that make you, that are feminine. What's next? No jewelry? You can almost now send a kid to the Victoria's Secret website and not have to worry about anything happening. You go to their main website right now. You can have this up at the office and no one's going to be like looking over your shoulder. The front page reads, introducing the VS Collective. We are proud to bring together an unparalleled group of trailblazing partners who share a common goal to drive positive change. What does that mean? These extraordinary partners with their unique backgrounds, interests, and passions will collaborate with us to create revolutionary product collections, compelling and inspiring content, new internal associate programs, and rally support for causes vital to women. Not a single conservative, by the way, is in this group or any type of traditional mother, just so you know. They've got a refugee, mental wellness supporter, and model. Being part of the VS Collection marks such a special moment, and I feel blessed to be part of a group that celebrates and empowers individuality, she says on the page. There's a journalist, photographer, Girl Gaze founder, and equity advocate, Amanda D. Cadenet. I believe true change comes from the inside out, and that a group of aligned people can shift culture. Did you hear that? Shift culture. They're changing women. I welcome the opportunity to be a part of this incredible collective of women, and to utilize my creative and professional abilities to prioritize authentic representation of women. Again, traditional women, you're gone. Representation of women and support the VS senior leadership in their mission to drive systemic change. Again, moms, beautiful women, you're not welcome anymore in this country or in the world. We're changing that. One bra and panty at a time. Aline Gu, world champion free skier, youth and women's sports advocate, model. I am so honored to be a part of such an inspiring group of women to work with a brand that is looking to break boundaries and use their platform to uplift, champion, advocate for women across the world. Working with the VS Collective, I hope to unite and inspire by sharing my story and experiences. I am privileged to be a part of the change. Again, we're changing women and have this opportunity. Megan Rapinoe, I think that's how you say her name. She's an LGBTQIA, we got it all, plus activist. So anything you want to add, just add it on the end of it, right? Pay equity crusader, professional soccer player. So often I felt myself on the outside looking in with brands and the beauty and fashion industry. And I'm thrilled to be creating a space that seems to that sees the true spectrum of all women. Yeah, we're changing beauty. Let's go. Palomo L. Cesser. If I screw up these names, I really don't care. Body advocate, community creator, and model. I'm beyond excited to partner with Victoria's Secret in this capacity and support our collective mission to embrace and celebrate the vastness and beauty of womanhood. I don't even know what that means, but okay. Let's move on to actor, producer, and entrepreneur. Another woman, Priyanka Jonas. She says, I'm most excited for new customers and for those who have always been a customer of Victoria's Secret to feel represented and like they belong. So if you like the old version, you don't belong anymore. In other words, if you're just a woman that decides to buy some lingerie to show womanhood or be feminine, right? You should be ashamed of that because we don't represent that anymore. We represent a new type of woman. Valentina Sampaio, LGBTQIA plus activist. We got now two of those in this collection of women. Actor, model. As a powerful global platform, Victoria's Secret is committed to opening, she says, these doors for trans women like me. And there it is, folks. We're now taking a dude that is acting like a chick, and we're going to stick that in lingerie and sell it to women in America and around the world. Traditional women, shut up. Again, let me go back to this. As a powerful global platform, Victoria's Secret is committed to opening these doors for trans women like me by celebrating, uplifting, and advocating for all women. She's not a woman, she's a dude, but we use all in capital letters. So Victoria's Secret, after introducing this group, says, stay tuned for more details on what's to come. Collective Victoria's Secret. So we got a dude dressed like a chick. We got one, two, three different, like, hardcore LGBTQ. I can't even remember the last ones. I and A plus activists. There you go. Now, again, you're supposed to be proud of this moment. I think this will end the brand. I want to make that clear. And it's not about Victoria's Secret. This is about the woke movement in America today, which is traditional, feminine looks are no longer acceptable. Beautiful women, not acceptable. Traditional beauty, no longer beautiful. In fact, what this almost is shaming. We're going to shame what used to be acceptable and tell people that that is not acceptable any longer. We're going to then put dudes in lingerie and tell you that's a new normal. We're going to sell that to society. Scarlett Johansson, again, if you want to change who you are, that's fine. Stop wearing paint-on clothes in superhero movies and then claiming that somehow you're a victim while you made money selling SodaStream during the Super Bowl ad, I'm old enough to remember it, by saying that you're sick and tired of women and characters and movies being hypersexualized when that's how you've made your money and you had no problem cashing those checks and you didn't quit any of these jobs. I'm just telling you right now, ladies, this is what's happening to feminism, traditional beauty in America today. It's now frowned upon. All brought to you by the woke left. You know what's even funnier about this? This is women and traditional women are being canceled by the LGBTQ woke movement. Look at Victoria's Secret. Men dressed as women are now what they say is what should be beautiful and be respected, not just you. If you happen to be beautiful and you're just a woman, a traditional woman, no more. That's over, folks. Goodbye. You celebrate attractive females who are trans, but traditional females that might be attractive, you make them feel bad for being that. Welcome to 2021. And if women don't start standing up and saying they're not afraid of just being a woman or being someone who is beautiful, and I'm not saying that, I want to make this clear, I'm not saying Victoria's Secret is making you beautiful. Right, I think they're. No one, in my opinion, should be buying anything from them anymore. I'm not saying they're the standard beauty. I'm just saying they're canceling traditional feminine aspects of life and wanting to replace it with an agenda, a cultural agenda, an agenda that says a man dressed like a woman is beautiful and you're not. That is what I'm making clear today. This is the left. This is what they're doing. Pay attention. They're going to try to indoctrinate your kids to believe this, especially girls. I would love feedback from mothers and women out there. You can send me a message on Twitter, Parler, Telegram. They've kicked us off Facebook, but all the other ones we're on. I want to know what you think about this 100% orchestrated attack on feminism. I'm not talking about feminists. Different. I'm talking about being a woman. Be sure and share our podcast as well. And I will see you back here tomorrow.